Hey there, Punchers. Jake the GM here. No promos this week or plugs for Friends of the Pod or anything like that. We were pretty vocal about this on social media, but we wanted to do something a bit more official. So today we need to come out and make a statement to clear some things up. I want to make it abundantly clear that we do not support the war against the Palestinian people and have supported a call for ceasefire. While the terrorist group Hamas has killed many innocents, the retaliation from the IDF is nothing short of a genocide. I know many of our Jewish brothers and sisters find these acts abhorrent as well. We stand by calling for a ceasefire and pray for peace for all of those affected. There is nothing that the IDF can say to justify the actions taken against the people in Gaza. I honestly wish I had something more to put here. The best as I can say is that you should all donate to aid organizations if you're able. So please take the time and to donate to UNICEF or many of their other aides working out in these places to bring essentials like water, food, and medical supplies to those in need. Thank you for your time, and please enjoy the episode. So I'm sure, like many people, the current jobs we have are not the ones we would have picked. But if you could pick any job where money isn't as much of an issue, what would you like to do?
Football playing king in space.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
So dumb. Unless it's your actual dream, then, you know, you do you.
He didn't support you. He just said, you do you, buddy.
Good job.
Honestly, I don't know. Because it's, like, so hard to go, like, well, I mean, I don't know. Is a job just professional testing out this hiking path? Because, hey, I need to make sure this hiking path is good. I will gladly hike this for you and then get paid.
Hey, Mark,
like a ranger?
Go.
Yeah. Like honestly, a ranger, actually, park ranger would be actually
Yeah, I was going to say park ranger, yeah.
Mark, we all know you want to be a Wiccan.
It's funny, I was going with...
I'm close.
I was going with something close. I want to be the personal caretaker of some billionaire's massive plot of forest.
Ooh. I was honestly thinking that as well.
Okay,
and be paid that wage instead of government park ranger wage.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. So we got two park rangers on the table.
I guess I always wanted to be a professional musician. I think all of you know that. So
yeah.
That's my dream job.
Professional flute player. Interesting.
Yes, a flutist, if you will.
Is it called a flautist?
I also play the oboe and the harpsichord.
Ooh. Oh, hey, don't knock the harpsichord.
Yeah, man.
I like the harpsichord.
Yeah, the harpsichord is a good one.
We all know John wants to eventually be the bassist for Tool at some point.
I'm not cool enough for that. No, I might even try.
It's debatable. You have to learn to swim first.
See, my dream job is being a band with John, man. Let's tour the country.
Hell yeah.
Would it be in a band with John or just tour with John?
Well, both? See, if me and Tim were on the stage together, we would set the building on fire. That's the problem.
That's why it's never happened.
I imagine Tim would play the mouth harp.
No, man, I played the diaphragm.
Play the diaphragm?
Yep.
I'm laying down the lows, and Tim is putting in the angelic highs.
There it is.
It's funny, because at first I was like, maybe I'd be a programmer fighting climate change. And then I was like, And then I was like, maybe I'd be like a, on Broadway. And I'm like, that's a lot of pressure. And I'm like, maybe I just want to, like... And I was like, maybe I want to be, like, a streamer because I love playing video games. And I'm like, I've heard streamers that are described as kind of, like... They're kind of like bartenders, you know? They got to hear everybody's problems, you know? They're trying to have everyone to have a good time. And that's like, yeah, I don't think I really want to babysit 12-year-olds. And and then I was like... And then when John said, go, like, you know, be in a band, I was like... Yeah, be a musician? Like, heck yeah.
Dude, there's nothing better if you have ever had the experience of being a musician and having a crowd screaming back at you as you play or sing. There is nothing better. Nothing.
Mm.
Oh, that's awful. Awful.
Mr. Kelly, Mr. Hide Me Behind.
I know, not my cup of tea.
All right, so I'll be the producer. Kate and Kelly could be the finance guy.
Yeah. I don't know if that'd be a dream job for Kelly though. Let me manage the band's finances.
We're not talking about his dream job anymore.
Kelly, you're in my dream job.
You're now. In my dream now.
You guys just get big enough that you just send me your expenses after each quarter, and that's the only time I work.
Yep.
You go, yep, all looks good to me.
Except for when you're getting calls at like 12 o'clock at night from me and Tim being like, our car just got declined at Chili's. What's going on?
I need my Long Island iced tea.
I love how that's the epitome of like where what we're trying to achieve is
getting our car declined at Chili's.
I mean, you got that with Kelly. Just going, sorry, you can only get beer tickets. That's all we got left.
My Apple AirPay didn't work for the local drug dealer. What's going on?
He goes, yeah, I turned it off. And just hangs up.
Stop buying Coke from Quarterside Apple Pay users.
Remember all the good stuff's in a Checkers, obviously.
Oh my god, wait, do drug dealers now, you can tell how long it's been since I bought drugs, do drug dealers now have the little like the
square
the,
thing?
The little square?
Yeah. No idea, but it'd be really funny if they did.
It's like, so what is this being charged at? And you're like, oh, just goods and services, you know.
Yeah, it's like 2 to 5 business days, don't worry about it.
Oh wait, they definitely do Venmo.
Oh yeah, they definitely do Venmo.
Oh yeah, haven't you seen half of the little Venmo messages? I'm just like, I'm like scrolling through the public feed, like, and my friends, like, drugs.
Yeah. Whenever there's a green leaf, you're like, mm-hmm.
No, you're scrolling through and it's all biggest, blackest dicks, and then you see a loaf of bread and you're like, that's Coke.
No, snowman and snowflakes are Coke, John.
Yes. Snow and roads means lines. You got it. Decipher it like hieroglyphics, okay?
we're giving cops way too much information.
No, that's the thing. Like, Venmo already knows all this, you know?
Oh, that's also true,
it's not like they don't know this.
I mean, they only have a weekend of prep to become a cop anyway. Come on.
It's a hard 48.
Yeah, so here's your badge, here's your gun, and turn your camera off when you need to. All right, bye.
It's right behind the lens. You just press the button.
So are we still on dream jobs? Is that the new dream job?
I don't know. This got way too funny. I just let it roll.
Future drug dealer. Is that the goal of the
DPS?
I want to
be a cop who can comfortably turn off his body cam. So we're cutting all of this, right?
No. Not now. It's been forever.
I needed that laugh. It's been a long week.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm crying.
Let's bring it back down. I think so for me, dream job. I don't think it would surprise anyone that I would want to do this professionally. But
I was about to say, I was like, here's Jake's, I want to do this forever.
I want to do this professionally.
Yes.
But what I hope that this eventually does is gets into voice acting stuff. Mm. Specifically, I would love to voice act for the Muppets.
Oh, and my then, God. Dude, you just unlocked a dream job of mine.
Dude, I love the Muppets so much. And to be able to just be in, like, an episode, or, like, a guest in, like, one of the random Muppets that's in one of the movies or something like that.
I can,
like,
tell you exactly who I would love to be able to voice one day, but I will literally never be cool enough, and that's Ralph the Dog. That's the coolest cat on the Muppets.
Yes, see? See?
It's never just, cool enough.
Ah, man, just, like, getting into, like, voice acting and stuff like that would just be... Like, I have a voice acting profile. Like, I have all that out there. Search me out, studios. It's just one of those things that, you know, like, I hear all that kind of stuff. I can recognize voice actors all the time. Like, whenever we're, like, watching something. We just watched Pagemaster, actually, tonight. What was it, 94? Is that when that movie came out?
Yeah, that's an old one. So.
Yeah, really, really good. But, like, as we're, like, I'm one of those people that, like, I hear a voice, and I'm like, oh, it's Patrick Stewart. Hmm. Or just like, oh, that's that person.
Yeah.
Oh, that, yeah. And I don't know. I just love that kind of stuff.
Well, studios, if you want the audio cream corn that is Jake's voice, better call in before it gets picked up.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're calling off the... Oh, that's a scam call. Never mind.
restricted number? What?
Restricted. Suspected spam? Yeah, all right. Did you ever think that maybe Barzilai Throne just wanted to be a barista, though? Clearly, he haunted this Longroad's Coffee House, and you guys just dashed his dreams from beyond the grave.
He could have been a barista if he wanted.
No, maybe
he didn't have to try to do what he did.
Yeah. You see, Kel, I think you have it all wrong. I think this is the beginning of his villain arc. You know? Maybe he didn't always want to... I mean, maybe he didn't always want to, like, you know, be one with a city and lord over people and, you know, commit atrocities on his fellow man.
Mm.
Maybe he just wanted to be a barista.
Maybe
he got turned down. I was about to say,
he's making haunts, he's attacking civilians. It's clearly not his first go-at.
is Barzilai Throne becoming partially sentient with a city the consequence of not getting your dream job? Is that, like, the extreme?
Whoa. So if we don't get our dream jobs, we will haunt our cities.
No, I think the problem was it was a shitty dream. Like, can you imagine becoming one with New York City? Fuck that.
All those rats scurrying on you all over you all the time. The rats alone.
But what if you control the rats?
That's what I'm saying. You're not dreaming high enough. You gotta clean the city up.
Yeah, but you won't. Because it's impossible.
I do always like that villain idea of just like, I'm gonna bring order to this. It's like who?
nah, it's not gonna happen, man.
Literally everyone has tried, even good intention people. Well, I want to know how you guys are sitting, because you guys had quite the fight with these two hauntings of, they're called Remnants of Barzilai. They were sicking haunts on you. They were haunts themselves, but they were determined to take a select two of you out. How are you guys feeling? Where are you guys sitting?
I feel very targeted and hurt.
Those were the two goals, so...
Accomplished.
Yep.
Hashtag blessed.
But also, isn't that, like, what Benson's been wanting for the last, like, 10 combats?
It's what he wants every combat.
Hit me. Please hit me.
Benson's the most self-destructive character I've ever made.
That's true.
And not even because he's, like, mentally unhealthy. He's just like, I gotta do this. It's my job. I clock in 9 to 5 to do this shit. You better hit me.
Poor Elkwood is just...
Yeah, Elkwood is also feeling targeted and not doing well, and he doesn't like undead ghosts, especially because they also resist, precision damage. So,
yeah,
he wasn't doing nearly as much damage as he normally does, and he is below half health, so he's sitting at a cool 60 out of 148.
Kezra, like, cools down from his rage now that the danger's over, and he's like, where did those things come from?
They came from the ground. I think they're another manifestation of Barzilai's throne. Dun dun dun.
But
bum, bum,
bum.
So we came here looking for Scarlet Triad, and these things are here.
Oh. Yes. Well, there's
bodies over here, if you haven't looked, as the Scarlet Triad apparently, well, are not allied with this Bozalithrun anyway.
No, we came here looking for the name of that organization that I totally remember, but I'm... Yeah, that one. Yeah, I was waiting to see if anybody else remembered.
Yeah, so the Longridge Coffee House is one of the safe houses, yeah. So...
But we go in here, there's bodies all over the place, including Scarlet Triad, so I don't think Bozalithrun really cares. He's...
He never did. He wanted complete control. The Scarlet Triad is just a hurdle to that. When he died, I feel like it left some sort of power vacuum here. We sought to fill it, and I think the city council did. The Scarlet Triad apparently made its way into it. And now Bozalithrun is trying to take it back.
Kezra is going to detect magic again to see if there's anything else hiding in here, or is there like a basement that these things came from, or were they just in the ground?
I was about to say, Benson's going to start looking around for secret entrances.
Alright, yeah. So
there's
you...
a bunch of doors back here.
Let me go and read the room, actually. So this is the public dining room, which the locals like Grimshaw, you would know that this is where you would go in and get your coffee.
Bagels and coffee.
Happy. This room is a mess of overturned tables, broken chairs, smashed dishes, and corpses. The two are the Scarlet Tribe members. The sharp smell of scorched coffee and burned bread fills the air, as you can see that the fire stove over here has some bread that's sort of sitting on the edge of it, just wasting. And there are the two doors on the lower east side of this room. And then there appears to be a door to the south that you would know just goes to the back where they keep, like, firewood and stuff like that. So,
well, I do not wish to delay things, but if anyone could provide some healing to me, I would prefer it, as he is bleeding and not doing well.
Yeah, Benson will throw a lay on hands at you.
I'll throw one on you, too. So 30 plus 30 is 60.
60. Good enough.
Alright.
You see the Grimshaw, he's he's taking, like, are there any other bodies aside the Scarlet Triad? Is it just the Scarlet Triad?
Just the two Scarlet Triad members.
Okay. He's gonna take, like, his 10 minutes, gaining his focus back. You see him kind of studying the Scarlet Triad members. His focus is he's focusing on the hunt, you know, to take out these guys. So he's trying to gather information to see if there's anything that he can ascertain from them as he's refocusing.
Okay. Well, yeah, go ahead and roll perception for survival if that's better for any reason.
Ooh, baby, I switched back to my OG Dice-O-I, like the first ones that she ever made for us.
Oh, yeah?
31.
31. Critical success. So cool. You would, as you go up and with the fight that you just had, you can see that these guys do not have burn marks on them. And you know that when the remnants attacked you, they had fire damage on their maces.
Yep. Oh.
So it looks like they were not attacked by these remnants of Barzillai. They look like just like small like slasher piercing wounds, so typical rapier sorcerer kind of thing.
I will say Benson did try to look for hidden entrances a little bit ago, and that was a 31 on the die. It's a very good roll.
Nice. 31 on the die.
So that's really good. Let me go ahead and go back to Kezra really quick. So
sure.
Kezra, you were using Detect Magic?
Yes.
So you can feel sort of the trace necrotic energies of the remnants, but you don't sense anything nearby here in this place. There might be some, like, lingering magic of, you know, people using it to, like, you know, craft foods and stuff like that, but you don't feel anything strong. Mm. Benson, you were looking for secret entrances in this room.
Mm-hmm.
You do not find any secret entrances here.
Oh.
This is a public place, so it makes sense that there wouldn't be any kind of, like, trap doors or something like that in this room.
So, Jake, to ask a kind of a meta question,
maybe.
where this oven, the oven is, the bread oven, is that just like a chimney, that block right there?
Let me see what you can see. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's a, if actually, I can actually take you out there here. Hold on, let me show you. So if you walk out, and then if you walk around back, you can actually just go, if you walk to the left there, you can, there you go. So yeah, you can see that it's just a chimney, and some firewood.
So I was from the let's let the viewers know, from the inside there was like this giant square that was dark, and Jake took me outside, and then that's just where they have like a wood stack and the chimney for like the furnace inside, the oven inside. So that's all it was.
So Ken Benson, if Grimshaw, did Grimshaw tell everybody that he doesn't think the ghost is killed?
Yeah. These wounds. There's no fire.
And
it just looks like regular martial weapons were used on them.
What was the name of the organization again?
Bellflower Network.
Benson is just going to yell out, members of the Bellflower Network, we are here for your aid. And he's going to see if anybody just pops up.
All of a sudden, a million halflings come out of
seemingly
impossible places.
And instantly aggro onto Elkwood.
No! Alright, Kezra, if he doesn't hear anything, he's just going to go and open this door.
Yep. So, the top eastern door, this is an office. This office is in shambles, with papers strewn about haphazardly. A trapdoor in the ceiling has a folding staircase descending from it, but several steps on the ladder are broken and stained with blood.
Ooh. Well, let's come back to this.
Yes. Why?
Because there's another door, and you know me, I'm a completionist.
So Kezra runs upstairs without the rest of the group.
Yes.
All right, see you, fool.
Yep. Kezra's by himself now. Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, Kezra's going to try to peek up there.
Oh my gosh! Right. Well, right. I'm actively leaving so that I hope that you are going alone so that when you get caught by some, I don't know, monster,
I'm just doing what Kezra would do here.
Exactly.
Climbing up the ladder.
That's
he
great.
Doesn't care
go
that Grimshaw wants to do something else.
Sure, go for it. Hey everyone, don't follow Kezra. I want to see his body flop down from above after he gets murdered for going up without the protection of Milani.
You open up the southeastern door. You can go and open it now if you would like.
Grimshaw's being a real Karen right now.
No, in this city they call it being a Grimshaw.
Being a Grimshaw.
Oh my god.
This latte has 4 pumps of vanilla. I only ordered 2.
Have you ever seen the videos of people who they get they're like, oh yeah, can I get some like this kind of tea with ginger in it, and like, and they hand it to the lady and she's like, there's not enough ginger, and they're like, oh sorry, and they turn around, do nothing, and give it back to her, and she goes, oh that's good. Yeah.
did you spy on me when I ordered my last drink, Jake?
All right, the southeastern door, you may open it. It is a pantry. This pantry seems to have been recently looted. Many of the foodstuffs here have been opened or spilled.
Wait, is that a trapdoor that I see?
Why don't you roll me a perception check first?
Alright.
When the map's too detailed.
I know. That's one of the issues about playing with a VTT, is that they're not going to hide a trapdoor.
Don't worry, though, because Dice-O-I is coming through for me with a 32.
32. Critical success.
Hey.
To notice that there is a trapdoor here.
Does it looks like it goes above or below?
Below.
Hey guys, I'm going to go down this trapdoor all by myself.
Well, Kezra goes up this trapdoor, so what does happen to him?
Yeah. Right. I love it. Alright, so
I want to open my door. It's okay.
Oh, Benson, please open the back door.
You can resolve Benson's
open the door. I open the door.
Oh, well, no, you can click the door and open it. Oh, there you go.
Okay, pointless leaving.
Right. Yep, there you go.
It just leads outside, right?
It's just the door that leads outside to where I showed you the wood pile is and all that. Anyway, all right, upstairs, you say?
Yep.
Let me bring you there.
My back to the mausoleum. Defense lowered.
I'm pulling all of your tokens, but just so you know, it is only Kezra up here right now.
Yep. Oh, I'm acutely aware that it is just Kezra alone in the murder house upstairs.
Wait, hey, I have a question. Do you want any fries with that salt?
Yeah, I was about to say, you got some vinegar in you right now, Tim. You got some vinegar on my fries?
I'm glad everybody's on my side here.
Yeah. let's take you to the Long Rose Coffee House upstairs. So, Kezra, you're the only one who sees this, really. Two overstuffed sofas sit facing each other in this room, while a round table with a few stools nearby sit opposite. The spicy scent of coffee and tea lingers in the air. Doors provide exits to the east, west, and south, and a trapdoor sits on the floor of the north, but you just came up there. So, yeah, this place looks pretty normal, honestly. Nothing seems too out of place here.
Judging by just the way the map looks, people definitely smoke weed in here.
This is definitely a weed smoking room, yeah.
These chairs are so uncoordinated.
Yeah. sorry, wait, what'd you ask, Cole?
And the room is lit.
Yes, it's lit.
Dude, this room is so lit.
I'm still actively detecting magic, if that does anything.
Okay. Let me see something really quickly. Okay. Alright, with detect magic, gosh, what might you find? Nope, nothing there. I don't think you sense any magic, actually. Mm. No, yeah, you don't feel any kind of magic.
Completely safe.
Yep.
Completely safe. There's
Start
no reason.
Indoors.
Yeah, I mean, why exactly did they put this here?
Kezra pokes his head back down the hole and goes, "Hey, Grimshaw, it's a good flay leaf smoking room in here."
I love how you just assume I smoke flay leaf.
It's really, honestly, it's your music taste. It just screams.
So I like a little ska. What? Nothing's wrong with that.
Ska. I need at least 5 trumpets in the band.
And of course I know that's the flay leaf room, Kezra.
I've been there frequently.
I mean, my friend has been there frequently.
I mean, I know a guy.
I was about to say it'd be Ether Grimshaw going, "What's flay leaf? I don't know such things."
All right, so when you all get up, if you want to look around.
I love how you're just assuming that Grimshaw wants to go up here.
Stop being an asshole, Tim.
Yeah. I mean,
hey, I found this cool trap door that leads below. Maybe we should go there instead.
No one cares.
I can't get high down there.
You know what? Actually, let me discuss that. So that trap door, you would know that this actually opens up into... So you might have heard this through the Balfour Network, but you know that the owner of this place, Laria, she maintains a sprawling safe house that this is connected to. So because you open it up and look inside and you see that the safe house is empty, you know that everyone seemed to have gotten out, especially since you have not found any Bellflower Network bodies yet.
So the trap door is, like, underneath is just small?
Yeah. So it's sort of a...
just like a little hideaway thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down there and do, like, a little perception then, see if anyone left a note or anything in a hurry.
So you go looking around. How long do you think you take? Because I want to see how long I'm going to give them.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'd, let's see. I mean, if it's, like, an empty room, like, if there's no furnishings or anything, I'd, like, spend, like, maybe 2 minutes just kind of looking around to make sure that I don't see anything. If there are furnishings, maybe I'd take like 5 minutes to search through cushions or something.
Okay. So you look around down there pretty quick. You open up a cabinet. You don't see anything. Apparent. It looks like there's a few things. It actually looks like there's like some coffee and tea that have like gone cold. So it looks like they got out of there in a hurry.
Oh.
So you believe that your message was delivered and that they were able to escape safely.
I'm gonna sip one of the cups of coffee.
It's a little stale at this point.
Yeah, but like vanilla, caramel, anything.
It's black. It's a hazelnut.
Oh, it's a hazelnut.
You had oat milk and you went with almond.
So you search around for it would only take you a minute.
Okay.
About the same time that it would have taken everyone to get up, so you are all now in the study, which is what this was, the smoking room.
The safe house is empty. Saw some beverages left behind. Looked like people left in a hurry. I think we got the message out effectively.
Tremendous.
I agree.
Benson is going to run to the north.
All right. Go make me perception checks when you guys get up here.
All right.
Sounds. Oh, and you missed the spike trap.
Pretty wicked decent from Benson. Nothing crazy. Yeah.
Dice-wise, only rolling a hot tonight. That's a 30.
Oh, 30 as well.
Cool. Okay.
I got a 31.
Hey.
Oh, I got a rock. Which means I got a 28, which still feels awesome, but whatever. Yeah,
that's a pretty nice rock.
We are on edge. We are focused.
So you guys are extremely focused as you guys sort of come up here, and you don't see anything, but your suspicions are still high since you just, encountered what you encountered. And you swear that you hear somebody breathing kind of like stifled, like they're trying not to breathe too loud.
Ooh. Up to the north?
No, in the room you're in.
In the room?
Just start flailing about with your weapons, everyone.
Attack the furniture.
It's alive, kill it!
Oh, he did say there was an overstuffed couch. How much you want to bet there in the sofa?
Yeah.
Hey, Benson, you have the ability to see invisibility, right? Because of one of your trinkets, right?
I have seen invisibility active from when I walked in here.
You have it active.
Yes.
Unless he's hiding. Just like hiding.
Alright, give me the over under right now, Jake. If I put 20 that someone's in the sofa. what's my betting odds here?
You just want to do over under to see if somebody's in the sofa?
Yeah. I'll put 20 down.
Okay.
Let's see here. Elkwood's gonna do a perception check just to see as well, just to see for like purposely looking for hiding spots in general, and that is a 35.
35. You hear it acutely as the closer you get to it, you realize that one of the cushions appears to be slightly raised.
Get fucked.
Of the couch.
Yes, of the couch.
Alright, Grimshaw. Grimshaw's got his shield raised. He's ready. I'm sure. Yeah. Are you, like, making finger signs?
Yeah, and Elk has the curved blade, ready just to bring it down. Just in case.
Alright.
Benson, flip the sofa!
I'll flip the sofa. Oh
my god. Alright.
No, I won't. I'm just going to quietly say, friend or foe.
You get no response.
I'll stab the fucking couch. Give me a response.
Like the shop owner's dog.
Oh no. We could just take the cushion up. Well,
that's more fun this way.
Yeah.
It's more fun to stab.
Yeah. Yeah, Benson will lift the cushion.
I mean, someone has like mage hand, right? You can mage hand this off.
No, you can't. If somebody's hiding in it, it's like
I think under is what he's implied.
Yeah. You believe with your perception that like you're hiding under it.
Yeah, if you're worried about someone like cutting your hand or poisoning you, if you put your hand down there to move it, maybe we could hand to the mage and
or just they stab you with a gonjabar.
All right,
you use Kesra to use telekinetic haul and just
throw the whole thing out the window.
Telekinetic, I will telekinetic hand the cushion off.
I have that too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, from old Maddie.
Yeah. From Maddie, yeah. Alright, you lift the cushion up and you see a halfling. This halfling, it looks like this.
Damn, what a gentleman.
He looks evil. He's
got kind of a smirk. Yes. He doesn't have that right now as he is terrified. He is like on his back like... And then he sees you all, and you're clearly not enemies. And so he's just like, "Oh, you're not Scarlet Triad members."
No, came here to kill them, but found some already dead.
Oh, Lita, we're good. And you see another halfling get out of the love seat that's across from her. And she looks like this.
Oh, sick!
Look at that.
So they sort of pop out from the couch cushions, and they're like, "Oh, thank goodness! Oh, my goodness! That we heard all the fighting down there, and we ran up here, and we took cover because the fighting seemed to go on for a while."
Is anyone else up here?
Not as far as I know, but the Bellflower Network members—they're good at hiding. They're good at hiding, so I don't know if any of the other ones made it out.
How many were here?
There was some people down, but I think they were just customers. I don't know. There was maybe three employees, and I don't know how many of them were.
What I mean is, are you the only two Bellflower Network agents here?
We were here just having coffee. I don't know if there was anybody else hiding somewhere.
So you see suddenly above Grimshaw there appears like two like out of six, like this number two out of six, and then there's a little pop up for the side quest to find the rest of the Bellflower Network.
I thought you were like casting a spell, and I'm like, what's going on?
He's just making a meta joke. It's
quick,
fine.
Look for any stuffed furniture.
Burn it. No. The game designers, they wouldn't do another stuffed in the furniture. We've got to look at cupboards now.
By the way,
wait, is this an MMO? Because they definitely would.
By the way, all of you owe me 20 gold apiece.
So we start ransacking the coffee house.
Everything.
All right.
But I still want to proceed like a bit more carefully. Even though they are up here, like there could be more manifestations of Thrune. Grimshaw does explain like
there are some manifestations of Barzalai's Thrune down below. We handled them only by the power of our gods and the strength of our magic and the quickness of our bow.
Right. Thank goodness we've heard about them. I'm not too sure why they're here though. All these people just came running in.
You said all these people came running in. You talk about the Scarlet Triad.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a few of them that came running in, and we ran up here because somebody told us to, and then we heard fighting, and then it just sort of stopped.
And then you heard commotion again, but when we came in,
right? So we were scared that there was more fighting, or maybe since something else happened. We thought maybe the Scarlet Triad was fighting off town guards.
Yeah, we don't know who fought the Scarlet Triad. Trying to figure that out.
Benson would like to look at what did you say her name was?
Lita.
Lita. Who told you to come up here? What did they look like?
Oh, it was just some other halfling. They were just working downstairs.
Check the rooms. Benson's going to check the northernmost room.
Kezra opens this door back here.
You open up the... Oh, okay, so...
Oh, sorry. Kezra's gone. Like, we're, like, say, talking, Kezra, and Kezra just wanders off.
I'll be honest, I did not know Kezra walked so far. All right, so Kezra, you went to the door of the south, right?
Yes, I left the main room from the south, and then okay, I found a so row of beds.
Go back to that first door, like, right when you walked in.
Okay.
And make your perception check when you get in there. Since you were actively looking, so...
Yes. I'm clearing rooms. So... 28.
28. As you get in here, you hear what sounds like stifled crying.
He inspects the beds.
As you sort of step towards one of the beds, you can hear like a short, sharper breath, like they're trying to continue to hide. They're like,
"We've taken care of the threat. You can come out. We're friendly."
Gets even quieter.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell which bed it is?
You believe it to be the green bed to the east of you.
All right, Kezra, is it lumpy or is someone under it?
You believe it's somebody under the bed.
Okay.
Someone underneath the blankets. Like, you can't see me here.
Who do you want, children?
Monsters can't penetrate sheets.
Suspecting it might be a child, Kezra just, like, gets on all fours to look under the bed.
Okay. So you get under and you see what appears to be another halfling. I will show you her picture as she is absolutely crying.
Aww.
And terrified. So she's adult halfling, by the way. So not a child. But she looks at you, and it looks like she tries to like start like sliding out the other side of the bed.
I was half expecting, but like,
it's all right. It's all right.
Oh my god.
Also, we've cleared the downstairs of the threat.
The giant, scary half orc man. It's okay. It's okay.
We're here to help.
Who are you? Who are you?
We're companions of Grimshaw from the order of whatever Rosenseed's part of.
Joe Rosen.
Oh, you even know the secret name of it?
Yeah, whatever.
He's like, "Grimshaw, you mean that guy that always complains about his orders?"
He's the worst customer.
Yeah, that guy.
So you mentioning Grimshaw's name seems to carry some weight and some comfort as she sort of kind of eases, and she's like these ghosts and these creatures, there was two of them. And she's speaking extremely quietly as she's still like kind of on edge, and she's like, there were these two. They talked about eating us. One of them had the head of a vulture.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And another one that had like a black cat, like a panther head.
Oh no!
I think we faced one of those before.
Oh yes. No!
I mean, Grimshaw promised to find their kin and slay them.
Yeah,
come with me into this room. So he tries to get her to come follow her.
Okay,
follow
him. So she feels confident with you, so she'll start walking out.
So as she crosses the threshold of the door and Grimshaw locks eyes with her. You hear a ding, and Grimshaw kind of flinches as another number has ticked up for the counter of finding that. Like,
I hate it when that happens without me, Tim, knowing what's going to happen.
Keep swinging, that horse's not dead yet.
So as she walks in, she turns to the two halflings, and she kind of like puzzles a bit.
Oh no!
Oh man. I knew something didn't seem right about them. That one had a wicked grin.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do a perception?
I was about to say the same
thing. Yeah, perception on sense motive.
Can I look at their hands?
Oh, man. Dice so alive, rolling hot.
So are we seeing, like, confusion on her face?
Yeah, she's a little confused.
Yeah.
Kezzer's just like, yeah, go ahead.
30 for perception.
Yeah, she seems pretty confused, as like she seems like a mess and they just seem kind of like their clothes are ruffled and she's like not familiar with them. She got kind of gets the like, who are these people kind of look.
You know, Grimshaw is paranoid. Mm-hmm. He raises his shield and draws his Morning Star.
Who are you?
Kezra looks at her. He's like, "Do you know them?"
I don't think so. But maybe they were just victims or something. I'm not sure.
Can Elkwood do a perception check on their hands?
Yeah.
34.
34. You look at their hands and they look like people.
Normal. Okay.
But as everyone seems to be really tense all of a sudden, the two halflings look at each other and they're like, oh, finally. As they both transform into Rakshasas.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I didn't see that coming.
I didn't either. Oh my gosh.
Let me remove the halfling tokens, and then I will slide the two of them back, and I would like you all to roll initiative, please.
Oh, Kezra literally just flings the halfling she's 25 pounds. He just, like, launches her into the bed in the other room and slams the door shut.
Hey!
Okay. Jake, may I roll with intimidation?
Yes!
I mean, you guys were perceiving.
I guess.
Well, yeah, but I mean, okay. So
if they change, Benson's going to be attempting a horrifying battle roar.
Well, you get that no matter what. It's just a matter of what do you get intimidation as your initiative,
right?
Roll.
So I'm going to say that intimidation is not going to fly here because you guys felt pretty confident around them, and then you guys were just looking. So
I still get to roll with. Wait, I don't get perception. So you'll
use perception for your initiative, but you'll still get your free intimidate, like, you know, when combat starts.
Okay.
Let me add everybody into this initiative tracker.
Oh my gosh.
And Elianda, that's the halfling's name. Elianda gets thrown into the bed. Okay. Obviously, the Raja Rakshasas are using deception for their initiative.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. going around, Grimshaw, what'd you get?
So can I carry over my perception that I literally made just before the battle?
I don't think so. I think that you have to. I think you have to roll for initiative with the skill that you were like using.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, that's why.
You also had like a whole conversation since that happened.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So it's a 25. Oh, and then also, as they transform, you see the counter above him jumps back down to 1. Grimshaw goes,
"That's just good game design."
But they gave you the mission.
That's getting a quest from an NPC you have to kill after. I don't know.
They deceived you. So 6 isn't even the right number.
I made up 6.
Alright, Kezra, what'd you get?
Back to my old ways, only a 17. Natural 4.
Yep. Benson.
Natty 18 on the die for 32.
Ooh.
And Elkwood.
Let's see, what I got? 33.
33.
I hate you.
Yes.
All right. So it's a pretty even spread. So there's one that got a 36 total. So they are definitely going to be going first here.
Is that the one next to me?
It is the one directly next to you.
God,
yeah.
What? Did we roll any knowledges on them last time? What do we already know about these things?
Enough.
Great question.
I have to listen back to the episode. I just don't listen to our show.
If only we had a recording of this. You know that they do that thing called disturbing vision, which is like they're around to do it. So you'll know about that. You know that they have a bunch of spells. You know that they have... They've claw attacks. Oh, they have the one thing that Grimshaw experienced called Scoff at the Divine, which is like if you ever use a divine ability,
Like
they spit at you, spit in your face about it, and then they can counteract it.
Yeah,
That's rude.
Okay, it's a funny ability though.
It is. Yeah.
But you know that they bleed like any other man.
True.
So this one has, only because it's appropriate, this one has a vulture head, Elkwood, as it's right next to you. looks way scarier than your vulture.
I know. It's probably, like...
I was honestly just hoping Vamir was a Rakshasa the entire time.
Well, did you know?
Yeah, right. Alright, so it is going to take a 5-foot step back. And then it is going to use its... actually, you know what? I think I found out that this disturbing vision does not... let's see what it is. A wave and a 30-foot emanation, so it actually does not need to get you guys into a cone. I think I messed that up last time. I thought it was a cone. It's an emanation out from them. 30-foot emanation, however. So everybody in this room is going to have to make a will save.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, your best skill.
Our kryptonite.
I did fine.
Yeah. Alright. Let me pull them up.
Wait, so he didn't do a 5-foot step back, or is he right next
to him? He did not do, not do a 5-foot step because he did not need to.
Right.
Okay. So the Rakshasa, there they are. Alright. We'll save. Let's go top down. Benson, what'd you get?
32, just like my initiative.
Right. So that is a success. So you're fine. And Elkwood, what'd you get?
28.
That is a fail.
Yeah.
So you are a sickened one. Let me roll a 1d4 because I need to see how long this vision lasts and how long you need to keep making that thing.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. So only one round, luckily, from this one.
So I sicken for one round, or do I have to still do the?
Yeah. So remember. So the way that this works is that you're sickened one, and the visions last 1d4 rounds. One, and while they do, Or was it? So it'll end after one turn.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway. So. All right. Next is Grimshaw.
Dice Swag just keeps rolling high because that's 36.
36. Damn. Success. You're fine.
And 19, baby.
And Kezra.
Is this a magical effect?
This is a.
Probably super.
It is supernatural. It is, so yeah, because it's one of their just like actions. It's not like a spell or anything like that.
So no.
So yeah. Concentrate mental occult. It doesn't say anything about it being like a spell or anything like that. So.
That's fine. Ugh, fuck. 20 fail. 23.
20 fail. That is a fail. Yep. So yeah, you are sickened one for the one round that this lasts. And it is going to reach out twice and attack you, Elkwood.
That is rude, for one.
That's the whole thing, so that makes sense. It's going to be fangs first, or beak, because it's a vulture hit.
Mm-hmm.
30 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay.
I will be using Retributive Strike 2 for the DR.
Okay. Oh.
Right.
19 points of piercing damage.
So minus 12.
Okay. Wow. Kind of just makes it a little bit better. Tolerable.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then it is going to use a claw attack, because that is... both the Kukri and the claw are... Because they have Kukris. They would add a draw, never mind. Claw. 31.
That's a hit.
Damn.
17.
The liberation of Milani takes away 12 points of that damage, and you can step if you want.
So it takes away 7. 12 of that, you said?
Uh-huh. So only
question,
five.
Question, is that a divine ability? Can I use this against your
that's
your
actually
ability?
A great question. Mm.
Let me see. Liberating step. It just says champion. That is the tag.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And nothing in the remaster would have changed it either. Oh, you're using the remaster rules, aren't you?
I am, but I can look it up.
Okay.
See if there are any other tags
associated. Just Elvid is up next, so we should figure that out.
Yeah, it's literally like even the remaster just says champion. That's the only tag. Champion. All right. That's awesome.
There we go. All right, so Elvid, you can take your step and then take your turn.
Dude, these abilities are so busted.
Yeah, I think the only thing he's going to do is take a step, like, here. Okay. There's really not, like, trying to get out of the way, because he has his curved blade out anyway, right now. So, yeah. So, first action, hunt prey. Second action, swing.
Okay.
With this thing. With, against something that can actually bleed, so that's fantastic. Okay. Oh my god, 19 on the die.
Oh.
What is that? That'd be a 38 to hit.
38, that is a hit.
Yeah, but not a... Yeah, I know.
No, nope, of course not.
No, these things are beefy. And also, yeah. I'm taking negatives right now because I'm sickened.
Mm.
So that sucks. So that is going to be a solid 25 points of damage, though.
Whoa.
Woo. Okay, then.
And he is going to be wounded right now, because of the winding rune, which adds a... When you hit a creature with a wounding weapon, you deal an extra 1d6 persistent bleed damage. So I guess that would tick on their turn.
Okay, so wait, let's deal with the base damage first. Yes. So was that... what type of damage was that?
Slashing.
Slashing, okay. And what was the total on it?
25,
okay.
Okay, and he's just going to stand there and swing again. Because, I mean, might as well.
Wait, did you do the d6 of wounding?
That you said persistent, so when that tickle on your turn.
Yeah, okay.
And that's a miss, that's a 20.
Okay.
And you take persistent damage at the end of your turn. That's important for...
Yeah.
If it would kill you.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. After Elkwood...
He just kind of, like, you know, stares at this vulture-headed creature, and just... kind of staring him in the face again, kind of freaks him out.
Yeah. Okay. Benson.
Okay, Benson is going to do something. So he is at the top of the room. Everyone is beneath him. So he's going to do something that's a little bit... but he is going to run past Grimshaw and give him, like, this knowing look. Like, you're on Elkwood. And he runs past to get to the other Rakshasa before it can get to Kezra.
Solid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just think when you said Benson's at the top of the room, and I was expecting, and a cone of cold comes out.
It's not what he usually does, but...
I cast Meteor Swarm in a, what is this, a 20 by 30 room? It sounds solid. Okay. Benson is going to swing. That's a 35.
That's a hit.
Okay. I'm doing quite well tonight. That is probably not going to get through its DR, because that was 12 damage.
12. A little bigger stir.
Okay, we'll go for another one.
Oh, yeah, I feel like John rolls to hit pretty well, but he rolls damage really poorly.
My damage sucks, fat dicks.
No, I don't know what it is, man. It's just it feels so weak. It's like you're hitting with a pool noodle.
Yeah, and the second one's going to be a miss, unfortunately. But hopefully, I have taken up his attention.
The best, best pool noodle.
Yeah,
you got two hand the pool noodle.
The pool noodle of Iomide.
The Benson in a pool is terrifying.
It's just
he's a menace. He's a menace to society.
It's just it's the bastard sort of hilt with just a pool noodle coming out where the blade should be. All right. So this the Rakshasa that you just hit, Benson, it is going to use Disturbing Vision as well.
Mm. Shit.
So I need everybody in the room to make me will saves.
And do we get immunity per Rakshasa? Is that the deal?
Let me check. So it says... it doesn't say anything about immunity.
It should just say you're immune to this ability, right?
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about immunity.
So you could just use this all combat.
Tim, stop giving sick people ideas.
Yikers. Oh man, the dice of my luck has run out.
Oh no. Alright, going top down, Elkwood.
35. That was a 35. Natural 20.
Hey!
There we go, success. Grimshaw, what'd you get?
20.
20, that is a fail. So you are sickened for 4 rounds.
Oh gosh.
That's max.
And I can reduce rounds by retching, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. That's the one workaround with the sickened. Okay. And
I failed again. It was one. I got one better than last time.
Oh, okay. So you fail as well. Let me. Oh well, it says that the visions last for 1d4 rounds. So you're also on the 4, I think.
Oh,
yep.
If the visions last, I don't think there's any way to retch out of it.
Well, you can reduce the sickened. Condition. It's just that just that the visions are happening, but like you can reduce the sickened.
What do the visions do?
Somatically, what happens is that you're seeing all the past lives of these Rakshasas, like all the horrible things that they've done, where they've like ripped people's eyes out and torn, you know, guts out and eaten them.
Ripped the tags off the mattresses.
Like, this would be my greatest feat of evil. You are sickened. You're sickened one. And so for 4 rounds. All right. Anyway, Benson, your turn.
Well, I didn't get to say that Benson also rolled a natural 20 on that.
There we go. Okay.
Wait, no, it's not my turn. I just went.
No. I was asking
Sorry.
Yeah, for that. Anyway, so that's what he did. And then he's going to cast...
Run away?
Blur on himself.
Oh.
Nope. He is just blurred.
Blurred.
Alrighty. That is its turn. That's the panther-headed one. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Grimshaw steps, strikes. 35.
Okay, that is a hit.
Alrighty. Ooh, terrible damage. 10 points of damage.
That's just slashing?
No. I can do bludgeoning or piercing. Bludgeon. Let's do bludgeoning.
Bludgeoning, that does not get through.
Meh.
Okay.
And then I raise my shield, because I'm sickened, so...
Alright. Okay. Kezra.
Kezra will lift the staff fire, and he will cast a heightened floating flame.
Okay.
And he will do it right on this gentleman in the south.
Heck yeah.
Alright, so the panther headed one.
So this is a. So he will have a reflex save.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay. Reflex save. That is going to be a 38.
That's a critical success.
Alright.
But the flame is still there.
Okay. Is this like ball of fire, whatever it's called?
Yeah, it's flaming sphere. Flaming sphere. It's remasters called floating flame now.
Oh, floating flame.
Okay.
These are great names.
Yeah.
They should have remastered earlier.
should have done on version 1.
All right. Next, it comes to the top of round two. Vulture-headed one.
I also summoned my claws. It was my third action.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Vulture-head. He is going to... Let's see. Got any spells he feels like doing? Oh, yeah. Blur.
I was hoping you forgot about that one.
I did not. And then will he just strike out? Will he just bite you? Will he just peck you in the face?
It works.
It does work. It does. He's going to try to strike out at... You know what? That's going to be a big 50-50 chance. Does he go for... goes for Grimshaw,
ooh,
actually.
Ooh, spicy.
That shield of Milan, he just pisses them all.
Hmm.
So Fang, a.k.a. Big Beak, 27.
That's a miss.
Whiff. That's a whiff.
And as you miss, Grimshaw says, "Your kin failed to get past my defenses as well, and they were slain."
It vomits on you because it's a vulture.
Oh god, it's so viscous.
Oh. There's bones.
There's bones. Is that a halfling ear? Oh god. Oh.
I think I prefer the one with the boar head instead.
she was better. Elkwood, your turn.
Okay. Elkwood is going to look at Grimshaw and kind of take a step action here to be like,
okay,
hey, good with flanking here, buddy, to make it a little bit easier. So one action, take a step. I had my damage thing up because I thought you were going to attack me. So I was like, oh, I'll get this ready. No, let's just... He's just going to keep swinging out with this thing.
All right.
Stand, and that is a 33 to hit.
Woo!
That is a hit, yeah. But please make me a DC 5 flat check.
I'll just roll it on here. DC 5.
Yeah, because it is concealed.
Oh, God, that's so bad.
Ugh.
All right. So does that mean I can't make additional swings this turn?
You can, that, you can keep swinging.
Yeah, you can keep swinging. All it's right. Just that one did not.
All right, so that one whiffed. Second one.
Remember, do your hit check. The blur first.
Yeah.
Always do the blur first.
Yeah. Blur first. Watch be a natural 20. Nope, that's a 9. Okay, I'll take it.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, plus 14 to hit. Oh, that's probably not going to hit. 30.
30 is... it's exactly hit.
Oh,
actually.
Shit. Okay.
Whoa.
Beautiful. Oh. 16 on dice. I was like, ooh.
It is actually so wild to think that me and Tim have higher ACs than these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So damage-wise, this is... Oh, fucking low damage. 12 slashing.
12 slashing.
And I'm just double checking to make sure. When you attack with it more than once on your turn, the second attack gains circumstance bonus. Because it just says when you attack with it more than once in your turn, so this would be the second time I attack with it, but I didn't hit it the first time. I'm just making sure forceful is being integrated properly.
Yeah, so you... It, because you did attempt a strike the first time, then yeah. So
plus
so
two to that.
Yeah, plus two. Okay. All right.
All right. That's it.
Okay. Benson, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, I don't. I could move to the wall. That would give
or the window.
Yeah, till the sweat drips off my balls. it's just... I don't think we can actually cut them off from each other, but you know what? We're going to do that. And Benson's going to swing.
All right.
That's a miss, unless a 20, unless 24 hits. Garbage roll.
Nope.
That's better. Actually, that's a 30. 16 plus 14.
That's just
a
hit.
Whoa.
I didn't think their ACs were that low, honestly. I think I got, PTSD from the ice demon there.
Right.
Yeah.
17 points of slashing damage.
Alrighty.
And that's my whole last turn. I'll see you in 20 minutes.
next is the Panther Head. It's going to do... What does it want to do? Let's get a few things. So... It is going to reach out and touch your mind, Benson. I need you to make a will save.
I was hoping you were going to say it was reach out to play patty cake or something.
Patty cake.
Very good roll for that one. That was a 19 on the die. For a plus... 36.
Okay, so that is a success. So it tried to cast Hideous Laughter on you.
How rude.
But you succeeded, so you're still plagued with uncontrollable laughter, but you just can't use reactions.
Are you shitting me?
No, Benson's laughing.
For how long?
It went one round.
Okay.
All right. I don't think that there's a let me get an Archive of Nethus really quick, but I don't think that that's a very long one.
Because that would, like, cripple his whole kit.
I know, right?
Yeah. Oh, shut up, Jake.
interesting. At least in the remaster, the duration is sustained. So if it wanted to, it could just sustain that.
So it has to spend an... Well, it would have to spend an action, though.
It would have to spend an action,
That is a valuable action, but it's still poo-poo. I don't like it.
It's valuable for against a champion.
Yeah, it'd take away a reaction, huh?
I've barely done any damage to it, though.
That's what's so funny.
And then I guess it is going to... I guess it'll strike out with its fangs at you. So, with its panther fangs, natural one.
Hey!
Benson's laughing because of a fucking joke with those claws.
That's what happened.
Benson's hitting the gritty right in front of him.
and he's laughing the whole time.
Yep. Benson's making a TikTok no fight.
Oh my goodness.
That's why you brought the tripod in here?
This is a terrible crit. Crit fail. Head first, so you bash your head into his shield. You fall unconscious until you wake up or the end of your next turn.
Okay.
So that means you're prone
and unconscious.
Oh my god.
So unconscious for a round?
Unconscious for a round.
Alright,
that means he can't make saves, right?
It means his saves are really bad.
Yeah,
it means the saves are really
it
bad.
It also means it can't sustain this spell.
No.
Oh my god!
You know what's even better?
Not unless something wakes him up before his next turn.
Minus four status penalty to AC, perception, reflex saves. And you're blind and off guard.
Yep. Luckily, Blur's still there, but my goodness. Oh.
You know that that is kind of funny? You know, just imagining the sound effect as his head just...
You know what, Jake, let me be fair. I didn't roll for Blur on my attack, so it wasn't much damage, but still. Yeah, I hit it. I actually hit just a 5.
Oh, there we go. Grimshaw, it's your turn.
Oh, man. Do I try to cash in? Wait. No. I'll let Kezzer cash in on this one free hit in case he wants to do, a Rising Thunder Sphere at level 26 or something. So I'm going to take a step to get into some off-guarding positioning. And I'm going to strike out with the Morning Star of Milani.
All right. You are flanking. Get a good shot. Make sure to do the fly check.
The fly check was a natural one.
Oh.
All right.
That's why you always roll first.
That's why you roll the flat chick first, boys and girls.
That's why. Because of that right there.
That's why. And, I think I'm going to just cut my... I'm going to cut my losses and raise my shield.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. After Grimshaw, Kezra.
All right. Kezra sees this guy laying on the ground, a perfect target, and he doesn't want none of that blur, so he is going to cast Dragon Breath. So roll a reflex save at a minus 4.
Yep, it is already calculated in. Yep, unconscious minus four. There it is.
I wanted Jake to be like, you have five people in a row right now.
right? It's perfect.
There's a pretty good line in this room right now. There's a 33 unconscious reflex.
Whoa, what the hell? What?
All right, it's a regular success.
Oh,
I rolled really poor damage, too.
That's so stupid. That.
But it was 25, so...
What?
12 damage?
What, 12? Yeah, 12. Oh. Yeah.
And I will sustain the floating flame for another reflex save.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
All right. Another reflex... 23. That is definitely a
that's
fail.
A fail. 13 damage.
Okay. That's pretty good. So now that he took damage, he is woken up now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. We'll remove all these effects. He's still, prone. Still prone. Okay, I will make sure to put prone on there, just so the numbers are correct. Okay. Oh, and that makes him off guard. Okay. All right, good, good, good. All right, and that's the end of your turn?
Yes.
Okay. The Rajarakshasa, so the vulture-headed one, it is going to step around Elkwood to get in the corner.
No.
And it is going to do a spell with its hands, and all of a sudden a cone of energy comes out.
Oh.
I'll see you guys next time.
Oh,
no!
No. Oh, gosh. No. Oh, man. I don't remember them doing this.
I don't think he's that one was able to.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy. Oh.